Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is the radio. Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I know we talked last week about me maybe changing what I was going to say, but I felt so uncomfortable, possibly with my own aggression towards you, that I've just decided to keep it nice.
It's fine.
That was a band called The Radios. I think we played one track by them before. I'm a little bit short of information about some of the bands this week. I do apologise for that. That was a track called Brand New Kid. One thing you can do is, and it's a new popular way of being, Tony, but is... going to the radios via Twitter. What's their Twitter handle?
At the radios?
It is indeed. It's, or if you're doing it longhand, twitter.com/theradios. Radio spelled L-R-A-Y-D-O-S. So the radio. Just spell it out, Paul. T-H-E-R-A-Y-D-O-S. There you go. You can find out more about them there. I've got a feeling that's off a new single. I am embarrassed. Sorry about that. But anyway, I'll try and track down more radio stuff in future weeks and we'll play it, because with a rip snorter of a start like that, what else can you do?
Excellent. No, good.
I've got some additional... Oh, sorry. So that's Tony 1, Paulie being isn't it, Neil?
No.
I might knock this trick on the head, mate. I've got some additional material for you. It's from our lovely friend Chantel.
Oh, okay.
Chantel, the Canardinardinardinardinardinardinan, who is now finally attempting to live in a proper country. We'll see how she gets on with that over here in that England town. Anyway, if you have a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. That's what Chantel did, actually, 2 weeks out of three, and thanks to her. Anyway, here goes. We'll get on the show. If you've got a poem for us, obviously, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. Chantel, however, went down the joke line, although This is fairly esoteric this week.
Okay.
Hi, Paul, open brackets, and Tony, close brackets.
Hello.
Just read this one on Reddit and had to share. Now, I don't even know what Reddit is.
Right. Reddit's odd. It's like right. A big forum.
Let's leave it there. Just read this one on Reddit and had to share it. What do green eggs and ham and 50 Shades of Grey have in common?
Don't know.
They both encourage people who can barely read to try new things. Also sharing the top comment because I laughed at it too. Here we go. You like green eggs and ham. You like them in a train. You like them in the rain. You like them on the ground. You like them all around. You like them while wearing leather. Even more in hot and humid weather. You like them when I tie you down. You like them as my queen with a crown. You like green eggs and ham. You like them and you want them. I take credit for nothing in this message. The favourite Canadian Arden and Chantel. Listen, we'll be the judges of whether you're Canadian and indeed the connection. I nearly called you the Fenavourite ones. The Fenavourite Canadian Arden. We'll be the judges of that. But also, I'm afraid that means nothing to me because, to my shame, I've never read Green Eggs and Ham, but I have read other Dr. Dew stuff, and I've certainly never gone anywhere near 50 Shades of Fuck, whatever it is.
No.
And I've sworn, and you've made me do that, Chantel, thus demoting you to, at best, the second Fenavourite Canadian Arden, as you will now be known. Chantel, the second Fenavourite Canadian Arden. Can you remember that?
Nope.
I'm bound to forget.
Obviously.
All right. Anyway. I'm going to play two songs in a row, I think. Am
okay.
I? Or have I just got one? I am on playing two songs in a row,
Tony. You are, yes.
Quite exciting, isn't it?
Isn't it?
So, two songs in a row now, Tony.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. And first up, a band called Dirty Fences. And again, I haven't got my information to hand. I'm terribly sorry about this. So I can tell you little more about Dirty Fences than the best way to find out about them is to go to their Bandcamp page, Tony, which is...
dirtyfences.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony T, Paulie being the internet Neil. These freaks.
Pants.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Los Bengala and a track called Ataco. And I have got some information about Los Bengala because I looked it up because I didn't have it the other time we played it, which might even have been, that was the week before last, in fact, when, and they're from Zaragoza. They're from Zaragoza. Now, where is that in Spain, Tony?
I don't know.
Me neither.
No.
Anyway, starts with a Z. Look it up, not your mother. Absolutely brilliant album of theirs via Dirty Water Records. And they're a two-piece. They make a lot of noise and absolutely brilliant. And that's what I have to say about that.
Okay.
What's their Facebook page?
facebook.com/LosBengala
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet Nil. And this is making up for last week already,
excellent,
isn't it, my friend?
It is.
After the thrashing you took there. I will just say an extra thing about Chantel, the second Fanava at Canardenardenardenen, which is, I think she's over in the UK, living in West London, teaching English.
Is she?
Bloody Canardenardenens coming over here, teaching us her own words. What's all that about? Why is she teaching Canardenardenen? Why can't we speak our own language in this? What's gone wrong with the world? I might be wrong there. She might be teaching music or something. But I think it's English.
She'll let us know.
I think she's come over here to teach English. She certainly come up with a literary joke early on in the show.
That is a good point.
That is a good point indeed. Mm. If I do ever meet her, we were supposed to meet up at some point, because now she's an adult, she's allowed. If I do ever meet her, I might offer a blue meanie.
Ah.
You have to listen to last week's show to get that one, but I am keen on those. We're going to talk a bit more about them in a little while, but first up, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
No.
Dick. So what are you going to do instead then, Tony?
One thing, yeah, in lieu of Facebook comments, I forgot to read out, and we keep talking about Twitter. I do a Twitter.
Right. Well,
a Twitter tweet.
All, I'm so upset about this that we're not even going to do the song.
Oh, wow.
You can't be bothered to do Facebook comments. We're not going to play the song. So the boils miss out. This is what happens when we don't get Facebook comments from you. The boils miss out.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, so don't forget, we are on Twitter, which is at Punky Radio. We also
it is, it's as easy as that.
It's that simple. We both have personal ones as well, but...
Yeah, I check the Punky Radio on once a week.
Right.
So if you want to leave anything on there, I do check it, but I don't really add anyone or anything like that or do anything about marketing the show. I just kind of let the people that have added us know what's on the show and that. So feel free to add us and you get updates and all that. If you don't, if you're not on Facebook, you know, do that instead. Oh, Christ.
Yeah,
I can't keep up, Tony.
No,
I can't
me neither.
Reddit, what's that then?
Reddit's like a big forum. It's a big. It's you go to the website. It's full of categories, and then inside a category, it's
what,
just
like
a big
Rome.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
So yes, on Twitter we did actually have a birthday tweet.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be called Haven't Reddit? Because if you've read it, you don't need to look at it, do you?
A good point.
There is.
Didn't think about that, did they?
No.
Hmm.
That's probably why Americans don't know about it.
Yeah. So yeah, we are at Punky Radio is our Twitter page. We've had one tweet this week from Stephen Clark, who I believe is a Sixth Saint, I think.
Yeah, because we do get a lot of retweets, don't we? Whenever I put stuff at new shows and the bands retweet and people retweet and it gets done and all that sort of thing. So it does get used and all that. But anyway,
oh, yeah.
Come on, let's hear it then.
It's used, it's checked, but we don't get many people sending us messages through it. This is one, Sonic Saint saying, sorry to have missed the 10-year anniversary. Had it is a twat all lined up. Some notice would have been good.
Yeah, we'll
sorry about
Stephen.
We have been talking about the 10-year anniversary for about 6 months, but no.
Yeah.
But he still doesn't email me in his a twat, so can't have been
are
that important, could it?
As lazy on Twitter as we are.
Exactly.
Right. Clearly
was on his phone, had a bit of a moan, and still forgot to email me a twat anyway.
You with your poetry. On his phone, having a moan, going to moon.
Sorry, you're right.
I mean, Mike's, but it's the principal airport in Oslo.
So that's what I had. I thought, as an alternative to Facebook, we'll go for the other social media.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
Well, you're not getting the song.
No. Poor boy.
No. We're going to crack on with another track.
Okay.
Caught in a crossfire, aka CIAC, Tony. All
yes.
Portsmouth. Got a bit more information. We've gone from Zaragoza to Portsmouth. Can't remember where Zaragoza is. Zaragoza. I'm not sure I'm even saying it right. spelt Zaragoza.
Right.
But I doubt the Spanish called it that. Anyway, so this is the track by Caught in a Crossfire. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Caught in a Crossfire.
No, Facebook.com/ Caught in a Crossfire band. Boy, Internet 1, Tony 3. Thanks, I think, to Wall of Sound PR for this, but I'm not absolutely sure. Anyway, I think you'll like it. This is Legacy. Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Right, I don't know what's going on.
You don't know what's going on.
Right, seeing as now we've got to come clean, haven't we? I'm at the Edinburgh Fringe. That's what I'm doing. So because of that, these are pre-recorded shows. However, you wouldn't have known that until now because we're so smart about it. But now it's all going to fall apart in a Doctor Who, Time Lord, weirdness sort of way where we implode into a thing of our own making.
Yes.
So what do you think you did last week?
I think I met some estate agents. They came in and gave me some outrageous valuations on my beautiful Tony Towers. And I got to meet a couple of plasterers and some decorators, and it was that kind of week, really. It was fun.
So you sealed up the basement then?
Oh god, yeah, I can't let him down there. I still hear the screams.
Who put Grandma under the stairs? That's a Demented Our Goat song. I should have had that lined up this week. Maybe I'll play that at some point. Yeah, so anyway, you've made up that everyone loves your house. That's nice.
Yep.
I am in Edinburgh.
Okay.
And it is, I believe, around August the 10th or something. So what I've been doing is my solo show at 3 o'clock in Bannerman's, and I've done my compilation show called The Last Minute Comedy Club at Liquid Room Annex, and I imagine they've been going pretty well, because they normally do. I'm not just blowing my own trumpet here, but my solo show is always a bit of a laugh. This year it's not as involved as last year. Last year I did 400 years of medieval history. This year I'm doing a show called Booze and Fangs of Society, where I'm offering pub philosophy in a very random way, thus proving that drinking and smoking, thus meaning you die early and have a good time in the process, is good for everyone.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's hard to argue with that, isn't it?
Too much, yeah.
I've also probably been drinking and smoking quite a lot.
Hmm.
That's what I normally do in Edinburgh. By next week, I won't have a voice, but I will have, because I'll have pre-recorded this show before I've lost it.
Aha.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I think we should crack on.
Okay.
So, from the vaults this week, Tony, is a band called The Kramers. Now, can you remember what band The Kramers became?
Ministers Dead?
Correct, no. Monday.
Yes, oh, excellent.
Three quarters of them became Ministers Dead. And Ministers Dead's still going, brilliant. And the lead singer of Ministers Dead and The Kramers is also the lead singer of The Bleach Boys, who are one of our favourite bands we've ever played. Is that correct?
That is correct.
But The Kramers are right up there. They were together for a relatively brief time. They got some fantastic reviews. I never understood why they ceased to be and why Ministers Dead came out of them. But anyway, I think you're going to enjoy this a lot. And I think you should find out whether there's any Kramers material still online, because if you can download it, you should. The only information I've got for them is via SoundClick. What do you think the Kramers SoundClick page is?
SoundClick.com/the Kramers.
Good luck with that. SoundClick.com/bands/default.cfm ?band ID=549929. But if you type in the Kramers, KRAMERS, band into Google, you will find that page and you'll find out more about them. There's a really nice write-up about them, so that's the best I've got. Paulie B, so what's that? Paulie B in the internet?
Two.
Tony three. Wow. Yeah. Somebody to hate.
Just
you're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the birds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's a rocking good track, isn't it, by the Kramers?
Yeah.
Absolutely great. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Wow. That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Yep. More gigs at the 12 Bar. It's still where it was last week, Hollery Road in London. So, this week, this Friday the 14th, the Superpowers of Rock and Roll.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's hand big. How much do you think that would be on a Friday night?
£6.
It is £6.
Yes.
Saturday night.
Hang on, you don't know anything more about that then?
I don't know anything more about that. It's not a special night. Yeah, don't know.
We'll go.
Yeah.
Find out. Tell us all about it.
Friday night. Saturday night, sorry. Witch Hound. Hellbent and Hammered.
I don't know.
Pinal. 12 Bore. Last Seen Wearing. And
hang on, 12 Bore?
Yes, as in V-I-I-B-O-A-R.
Yeah.
12 Bore.
Sorry, what did you say?
XII.
Oh, XII. Yeah, you said V, didn't you?
Did I?
Yeah, you're just going 12 Bore at the 12 Bar. And Witch Hound. You're confusing me here.
Yeah, so Witch Hound, Hellbent and Hammered, Pinal.
Yeah, that's me. That's what that is the confusion.
Yes. 12 Bore, Last Thing Went, it's a very odd night. It's a Retribution Alive night.
Blimey.
Yeah. No idea. It's a few DJs as well. I'd go just for the madness. How much do you think that is?
£6.
Yeah, it is £6.
I didn't know the madness one as well. Wow, what a show.
They must be the secret guests.
Yeah.
Sunday is an open mic night. And apparently it's the last one. So do check that out. And on Monday night, 17th of August, Red Tongue Dogs, which is the first set management night. And I don't know how much it is because the admission is to be announced.
Oh, right, okay.
So I'm
allowed that one. Not to know that then.
Yeah.
So basically 66.
Yeah.
Two doors up from last week.
Yeah.
And a long way away from the Beast.
That's a long way.
Yeah. Equally biblical. Equally angelic.
Possibly.
Witch Hound. Hellbent on whatever it is. Good Lord.
Exactly.
Anyway, I think, Tony, because we didn't do the Facebook song, we should maybe have the Boyles, Katie Boyle's version of our brilliant song now. What do you think?
That's a good idea.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Yeah, it's not as good as ours.
Not really, no, it's not as good.
The Facebook one's good, but that one's poor.
Yeah.
Poor, really. Right, got another track for you now, Tony.
Okay.
This is the Bastard Sons. I've said bastard rather than bastard because they're from the north of England.
Excellent.
That's right. They know how to punk rock. They know how to rock. They're the Bastard Sons. What is the Bastard Sons website?
TheBastardSons.co.uk.
It is.
Ah.
What's that? Tony 4, Paulie B Internet 2?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Or I'm hanging by a thread here, mate. Here goes. I think you might win it this week now. Oh, good Lord.
Excellent.
Anyway, see what you think of this. This is Listen Here.
Battalion!
Listening Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Bastion Sons and Listen Here, which is rather confusing. Do you want to listen or hear? Haha. Here's not spelt like that. Hear, hair, hear. Hear, hair, hear. Hear, hair, hear. That's to do with Withnail and I, who ended up in the north, which is further north than the Bastion Sons are from. This makes no sense to anybody. I'm just waffling. What do you think you might be doing this week?
Let's see. It's been a busy couple of weeks. I hope we might try and do something the weekend, I would say. I would say the week's probably going to be full of computer and house-related shenanigans, and maybe the weekend we might try and pop away for the weekend and maybe go to a hotel or something like that as a treat.
I bet you end up in Birmingham.
I do like Birmingham, you know.
You do, don't
I do,
you?
Yeah.
You do. I was giving Birmingham a bit of a slagging the other week, saying that no one cares about a second city. And that everyone likes the capital and then they look elsewhere for their fun and the second city gets disregarded. Second city in the United States technically is Chicago, hence their second city improv show that's been running for 30 years. But I would argue that most people in the States would consider Los Angeles to be the second city, even though it's not. And everybody loves New York and LA and they're not that bold about Chicago. Would that be fair?
Well, that'd probably be fair, yeah.
Yeah, despite the fact that TTN are from there, who are the finest purveyors of 5-hour-long podcasts has ever been.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and 2 a year. So yeah.
And 2 a year as well.
Yeah.
They've probably podcasted for the same amount of time we have, just not in a row.
Maybe.
But well, they would spot anyway.
They did show 300, didn't they, I think, just before Christmas.
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah.
But hello to John and Scott. I hope you two are very well. And if you've never listened to TTN, Total Talk Nonsense, then do at some point. Because even though I haven't listened for a very long time, it's always a very enjoyable listen.
It's always excellent. And John is an excellent producer.
Well, there you go. You haven't given Scott a lot of credit there, mate. Just saying. Just think, 10 years ago, us and them were really good mates, weren't we?
We were. We went over to see them in 2007. Yeah.
Did they come to see us? No.
No. Scott was even in the country last year. Did he come to see us? No.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I listen.
Increasingly out of order, those two.
I know, exactly.
Although, on a very random calendar. There you go, TTN. The random calendar of the second city.
There you go.
Shall I play two songs in a row now? Oh, shall I tell you what I'm doing? I'm still in Edinburgh.
Yes. Okay.
And I'm doing exactly the same this week I did last week. Only probably with a bit less voice. And I'm also, depending on when this show goes out, you might just have missed me DJing on a Wednesday night. I think you have missed it. But I DJ once a week up here between 11:30 a.m. and 5 in the morning.
Wow.
That's very sensible. There's an extra show you can go to, as well as my solo show at 3 o'clock and my compilation at 7:30. I am this Saturday doing in Banshee Labyrinth Chamber Room, I'll be hosting a Best of the Fest, Tony.
Okay.
When there are three of the best comics at this year's Fringe on there. Free entry. 5:30. You do have to pay to get out, and I strongly recommend you bung a fiver in. I hope to see some of you up there. There are some people that listen to Punky Radio that live in Edinburgh, and if I haven't bumped into you already, hello, I'll see you very soon. I'm thinking particularly about Mike McGuigan.
Okay, excellent.
Very, very nice man, Mike, and I look forward to bumming into you, and who knows, maybe I'll see your son's band over the Fringe, and we have played them on the show as well. So there you go. How about that?
Yeah. Excellent.
Now I'm playing two songs in a row. And stay tuned for the eighth track of this week, which is technically in a place that we're calling for 3 weeks only, the Psycho slot. Normal service will resume the week after next, but we start the Psycho slot next week. We're doing it again this week. It basically gives me an opportunity to play three bands in a row that will probably never get back together, but while loosely connected to psychobilly. Anyway, before that, I'm playing a band coming up now called Atomic Suplex. Atomic Suplex are arguably one of the most rockinest bands to come out of London over the last few years, and they really do rock. I say London and Brighton, I think, but they do really rock out hard. And if you go to their Bandcamp page, you can get some songs that are free to download. What do you think Atomic Suplex's Bandcamp page is?
AtomicSuplex.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony Five, Paulie B Internet 2. That's right, isn't it?
That's right.
White Shoes. See you crawling across the seven seas. I'm calling to your eyes and knees. White Shoes, see my home. I got a better way to wreck it from here. White Shoes, when the stars are away. White Shoes, when the stars are away. White Shoes, get a holiday. I'm looking for a never.
Blowjo.
Surrounded by
You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Tempo Tudor and a track called What You Doing in Bombay. And Tempo Tudor, although not psychobilly, were more of a rock and roll band from the 1980s. They had a couple of hits. The main, actually, we had a few hits, but the main two were Swords of a Thousand Men and Wunderbar. Both brilliant. But What You Doing in Bombay is one of my favourite songs by them. And I had the pleasure, in around about 2005-2006, of interviewing Ed Temple, the lead singer of Temple Tudor, who was also the man in the great Rock and Roll Swindle, who sang Who Killed Bambi, and was around the original punk rock scene, and to this day continues to perform. But he actually does a lot of stuff by himself acoustically. It's really, really good. He's a very interesting man. He's quite a grump.
Yeah,
he's quite a grump, but he's funny. He's a really funny bloke. You know, I sound like I'm describing myself.
I wonder if we have that anywhere.
Who knows? Because no, well, I don't know, because we
didn't go out and punk it, did it?
No, we interviewed him for Punk and Disorderly, which was on Pantsfield 10 o'clock in the mid noughties. So I doubt it very much. But
I've got a lot of those shows recorded somewhere.
Have you really?
It'd be worth looking,
wouldn't it? It'd be interesting. We have got some Ed Temple solo stuff. We've got three tracks, but I need to check with him whether we can play one. Might do. Anyway, the point is, that's a really great song, Tony.
Yes.
And seeing as we're not featuring, but talking about Twitter this week, what is Ed Temple's Twitter handle?
Is it at Temple Tudor?
No, it's not. And I've been a bit creepy and freaky here, because I've gone, it's actually at Edward Tudorpole. Now, the thing is, at the moment, he's calling himself Edward Tudorpole. In the past, when I asked him about it 10 years ago, he said, why don't you call me Tempole? Because that's what Joe Strummer used to call me.
Right.
That's how him with all these amazing guzzy words. He knew the Clash. But I don't know why I said it like that.
No.
But anyway, if Joe Strummer called him Ed Tempole, as far as I'm concerned, that's what I'm calling him. But he's going by the name of Edward Tudorpole. He also, of course, he was the second host of the Crystal Maze.
He was.
He's done all sorts of things in his life, very interesting character. And he's been in a number of films as well, including, and was he in Jubilee?
I don't know.
I might be wrong there. But he's certainly been in several things down the years. He's very good at being a kind of medieval or going further on Renaissance or Victorian character, and shows up in a few films like that. Oh, what's the film he was in? He was in a film that was like a fantasy adventure. Oh, it doesn't matter. Look it up. Look up Edward Tudorpole.
Something like that? No,
I'm not on about that. I'm on about a proper fantasy adventure with that bloke who was he George of the Jungle?
That Brendan bloke. Fraser?
Yeah, but I think he was also a bloke in a fantasy film, and I think Ed Temple might have been in that as well. Sorry, I keep calling Ed Temple, Edward Tudorpole. Anyway, it's twitter.com/ Edward Tudorpole or at Edward Tudorpole. Why not ask him yourself on Twitter? Say, actually, that'd be brilliant. If you're on Twitter, say to him, I've just heard a track of yours on Punky Radio. Can you answer a couple of facts for me? And I'm sure he will, because even though I've called him a grump, he's a lovely bloke, fantastic. And when he played a gig in Swanage for my mate DJ Dave, who I saw the other week, he actually got DJ Dave's son up to drum for him in an impromptu version of Swords of a Thousand Men. There you go. And he's a lovely bloke, and blah, blah, blah. Right.
Wow, he's in Game of Thrones.
How do you know that?
I just Googled him.
I just thought you were amazing.
Oh, thank you very much.
And you blew it. Anyway, he's in Game of Thrones. There you go. He's in everything, isn't he?
Harry Potter.
That goes with my medieval fantasy, olden days, all those bits and bobs. He's also a rocking good front man. And he also MCs a lot of events. And I imagine he was at Rebellion the other week, because he normally is.
Wow.
That's enough of that. Anyway, have you got a track?
I don't.
Well, hasn't that just pissed on my chips?
Hasn't it just?
What are you going to do instead, Tone?
I saw a film.
Oh, does that mean we're going to get the theme tune to Tony's movie review?
Apparently so, yeah.
Let's hear it.
Tony's movie review. Hey.
Yeah, I watched Whiplash.
I don't even know what that is, other than my dad made a claim for it about 10 years ago. I did all right out of it.
Whiplash, it came out last year. It's a film about a drummer, young guy who's going to be the new Fantastic Four, playing Reed Richards. he plays a guy who's who just wants to drum. He's in high school and he's drumming, and he's in the intermediates class, and it's like a higher level class where all the excellent musicians are. And there's a guy who runs it who is very, very strict, but he's got really high standards. And the guy who plays him is the guy who played J. Jonah Jameson in Spider-Man.
And if I'm saying nothing, it's because I've got no idea what you're talking about any of this.
Okay. Guy's a drummer, and he wants to get into the group with all the extra.
Has it got Clark Gable in it?
It hasn't, no. And it's all like jazz drumming. So he gets into...
You've lost me already.
Gets into the upper group, and then it's just about his journey to being a better drummer.
Why would anybody make a film about jazz drumming?
It's weird, but it's kind of like the guy running the drum school is kind of like a Full Metal Jacket drill sergeant, and he's just so offensive and harsh with everyone, and throws chairs at people's heads, and it's good for the drama between them. It is actually a good film.
Hey, hold on.
Yeah.
Don't let Ant Thomas, the original and best drummer of Dementia Go, know that we've talked about jazz drumming.
Ah, okay.
If he finds out we've mentioned anything to do with the hi-hat, it'll be up to my house to give me a pasty.
Aside from the jazz, it's really good. It wouldn't get Oscars and stuff, but I thought it would be a film about drumming I wasn't sure about, but really enjoyed it.
Thanks.
So there you go. A bit different, but there you go.
We've talked about TTN. How many Spiny Normans are you giving it?
What is that out of four?
Did it out of four or five?
Five? I'll give it 4 out of 5.
Wow.
And
you
one
like jazz.
Jazz.
That's the end of your association with Punky Radio. Maybe you'd like for one last time to sing the Tony's Movie Review theme.
Tony's Movie Review. Hey, jazz hands.
And we'll find you on another podcast from next week, because I'm not having anyone enjoying jazz, not on my watch.
Tony's Jazz Cast.
Yeah, like I say, I've been a big hit. Sorry, a big rim shot. That's what you are. You're a big rim shot.
Nice.
I'm sorry, Tony. Last track this week, and obviously, hopefully, you'll be back next week working on the basis that we've already recorded this show. Last track this week, Bank of Zombie Garden Club, Tony. Now, Zombie Garden Club, they came to me like a summer breeze. Ooh. And absolutely brilliant, yeah. And I think out of Nashville, the last Zombie Garden Club track we played had dubious subject matter. This one hasn't. This one is just a slow, oozy, grimy, grungy, rock and roll bit of fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. But Tony, what is Zombie Garden Club's website?
ZombieGardenClub.com?
It is. Is that Tony 6, Paulie Beans Net 3?
Yes, yes.
It's a good, it's a hefty beating, whatever it is.
Thank you very much.
Fuzz face. That's about the size of it. That was First Phase, Zombie Garden Club. I think based out of Nashville. Certainly, I think that album was recorded in Nashville. I hope you've enjoyed the show this week, Tony. And I hope you lot have at home. Don't forget, there's lots of things we want you to do. What about mentioning iTunes reviews? We haven't done that in a while, have we?
Yeah, it's been a while since I've checked. If you are on iTunes, please do pop us a quick review. 5 stars only, obviously. A few reviews do make a big difference. They help move us up the featured rankings in iTunes. At least say one or two would make a difference. So if you haven't reviewed us already, please do so. Easy way to do it, if you go to punkyradio.com, there's an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up the iTunes music store. You can review us. 5 stars only, as I say. Leave us a review and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, we won't see your review automatically. So do email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature them all on the show.
I'm so far out of the loop, I don't even know whether iTunes is important anymore. Is it?
It is. Yeah, you go, well, wherever the iPhone is important, the iTunes will still be important.
So all right, yes. Okay. All right, then. Well, in that case, then, I'll take it back. I love you, iTunes, you lovely people. I'll sell out to anyone, mate.
No, yeah, I would.
I've had too much vodka. I haven't really mentioned that, but I've scoffed quite a bit down me during this show, and I'm in the mood for giving someone a blue meanie. Hope to see some of you at the Edinburgh Fringe this week, even though I've said this in the past and I may already be dead. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poo-da-poo.